Live from the studio, it's Dish Decorum.
If you know me, you know I'm always upgrading. And this time, I went from tea to champagne.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
And now, welcome your host, Tom R.
Whistle! I am your host, Tamar. And guess what? I have somebody else with me. We have Big Kai in the building. Whistle, Kai.
The big one, not the little one.
First of all, I just feel like every time, that can always make me chuckle doing the whistle. So if you always want to make me chuckle, do the whistle or like a little ta-da or something. That always makes me laugh. I just don't know. I feel like I should have been had you on this podcast. I don't know what took so long to get you on this podcast, but maybe it, that's probably why you haven't been on. Maybe a hater was blocking you from getting on here. Oh,
maybe, but you know, it takes a little minute for the best to, you know, come out. You know, that was just a trial run. It was, that was an error on the show.
While we're on that, what do you have to say to your haters? You know, every time I bring somebody on this podcast, I always give them the opportunity to address their haters. What do you have to say to your haters?
Keep doing you. Keep hating, because it's only going to make me a better me. You know, just keep it up, okay? Speaking of keep it up, follow me on my Instagram, my Twitter at Keeping Up With Kai.
Oh my.
K-I-Y. And just continue to watch. You know, continue to sit back and watch the show, because it's only going to get better.
Okay. I definitely love the show. What's the update on the show? What's the update on your life? What's been going on?
You know, I'm in my, what they call it, soft girl era. I've been working on me, you know, healing, being a mother to my son.
Oh, period.
Even though I've been mothering a lot of these sons.
I was just about to say that you are well equipped into that, that department. You are, it's like you're true to this, not new to this.
Yes, you know these bitches with my son.
Yes. Couple wet wipes case a bum tried to touch you.
Ew. You know? But yeah, I'm in my sophomore era, just been doing me. And that's really it, you know?
Oh my gosh.
More exciting things to come in the future.
Uh-huh. So I know, like, back in the past, like, you, first off, I just want to go ahead and give you the claps and the kudos. Yay, because you are very shady, and you are one of a few that can go toe-to-toe with me, and I think that is something to commend you for, something to say that you are an amazing librarian.
Oh, yes.
And I just feel like you do everything so eloquent and with dignity and grace, as I can say for myself as well. But yes, I just want to go ahead and shout you out for that, because not all people can do that. Many people can just say bitches and hoes and use other four-letter words, and it's illiterate. Basically, it's illiterate.
You know, you gotta learn how to professionally read somebody.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. I had to do that this morning.
You know, a lot of people don't have class. They don't have the class, the vocabulary to do that. So, you know, you just gotta let them have their moment, and then, you know, just read them for filth.
Yes.
And, you know, shut them up.
Yes,
like and we then always
when,
do.
Yes, then when they get crazy and try to tell everything down, try to tell the resume, just tell them, okay, Wikipedia, because it's a lot of things. Because I am still waiting on, you know, some people, they say they're coming out with cannabis businesses. Ooh. I'm still waiting on some food trucks.
Oh, okay.
I'm still waiting on other people's podcasts.
Oh, wow. You know, people are still trying to find their self. So, like, get off your back and figure out exactly what it is you need to do to get to where you need to be.
Ooh. Okay. 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 Okay.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm glad you've been doing well.
Oh, yes. Better than ever, you know.
Yes. Yes. So, oh, guess what? Okay. What? So, we had the update about you. Now, this is what happened with me. You know me, and you know I'm always running late for something.
Oh, yes.
I was running late, trying to go to work, hurrying up going to work with, you know, trying to go to work, and I'm rushing down the back road. But I was cruising rushing. I wasn't rushing too bad because I know 12 be out. They ain't gonna never catch me, or so I thought. So then passing them, they come and pull us over, and they say we was going 40 in the 30. Oh, my God.
Hmm.
40 in the 30, baby, that is cruising. I usually go 55 right down that street.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad. I usually go. I push it. So we hand him the ID, the registration, all of that good stuff. He looks at everything, writes everything down, and I thought that we were good because after he wrote everything down, he handed everything back to me, and I thought we were good with it, but mm-hmm. we weren't good at all.
So what happened?
He walked off. He walked off, and I thought that we were good. So I'm putting my thumb out the window. I'm like, hey, are we good? Uh-huh. Are we good? He's not saying anything. He just looked. So I thought we were good. Girl, uh-huh. I pulled off. They pulled up with two more cars coming up behind me saying, pull over, pull over. I was like, oh my God, no, I'm getting shot. Getting shot now.
Oh,
yes.
My.
Oh, yes. I thought I was going to get shot, girl. Yes. So, so yes.
Fleeing the scene. That's another charge. Fleeing. You were already fleeing. Now you're fleeing. Oh.
Now I fleed. Oh. I said, oh, my gosh. What's going to happen? I told them I was rushing to work. That's why I'm trying to go. So then he's like, yeah. And then I forgot to say, before he told me to pull off and all that other stuff, when he walked away, he also said, spray Febreze in your car. It smells like CBD.
CBD, not weed, but CBD. Okay. He didn't give you a ticket or anything. Like, he just wrote information down, and then you thought that you could just pull off. I mean,
yes, I thought that I could just pull off. And to tell you why, and this is why I thought I could pull off, because baby, I look good. I gotten past hella tickets, babes.
Okay.
So, yes,
I'm assuming
I got.
You just wasn't his type.
I don't know what it was, but I thought that I was getting past this. So when I got past stuff, I usually don't even get handed anything. Okay. So I don't know.
that morning just wasn't your morning.
It just wasn't my morning. But I started to go back home, but I said, no, let me just go ahead and go to work so I can make this money. So yes,
what was the ending result? He just handed
us the citation, and he said, sorry, I didn't do my usual hang tight for me. But I mean, who knows? I really don't know.
I'm glad that ended well, because I mean, it could have went less quick.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad, you know, he was understanding that he forgot his, you know, correct protocol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just gave you the citation, because mm-hmm. that could have been a lot worse.
Yes, and I'm just so glad that you can also speak up for them as well, considering that you do love them and all your interactions that you have with them as well. So I think that is something that I could definitely say. Thank you for speaking about that.
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, going over 10 is one thing, but going over almost 35 is a whole nother story that we don't have time for today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. First of all, let's talk about our reads, because our reads are top tier, I tell you.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm glad that we're young enough to still have those memories.
Yeah. Definitely thankful and thank God that we are very young. And if we were old, we would be old and cold.
Yes, we haven't hit our Alzheimer's stage yet. Hello. So, you know, we're still, you know, fresh and open.
I can't wait for Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica is going to be so lit, okay? Uh-huh. 2025 in a different country. Yes. And we going up.
Period. I just can't wait. I think it's going to be so nice. Like, we're going to be turning up. We're going to be at the Great Resort. I'm going to be going to the gym if nobody's doing anything. I'm going to squeeze that in. I probably won't even go to bed. I don't even know what I'm doing. I just want to be in the water.
Gotta keep those bones nice and healthy.
Hello. I always go to the gym because sometimes I might need to knock them out.
Yeah. Just drinking milk every day is not going to keep you healthy, so... I'm glad that you've been in the gym so eloquently. And yes, I'm excited to see this new you, this new body, because I know it's going to give.
Yes, because first of all, everybody is, let's talk about it. First of all, good looks is ubiquitous. Okay. You can find that everywhere. It's ubiquitous. Okay. But class is forever.
Class
and points is forever, and that is one of my vices I am always gonna have. So yes, I hope you have a great birthday. Ooh, did you see Nick Cannon and Brie? They were celebrating their son, Legendary Loves. It was the first birthday. You seen it?
One of the many kids that he has. Yes, I see.
So how far along do you think that the other child is from this birthday? How many days? When do you think it's the next birthday?
Probably in 2 days.
You think in 2 days?
I mean, he's having them back to back. It might be 24 hours.
Well, I don't know. Let's go ahead. Let's bring out the chart. All right. So Nick Cannon has 6 baby mamas, right? He has 6 of them. Mm-hmm. He has Mariah Carey, which is the main chick. You don't see much news about her because she doesn't want to be involved with the other baby mamas. So you can tell that she probably hates them. Do you think so?
Not necessarily. I just feel like she's in her own lane, vibing out, not worried about him and his 17 other baby mamas and kids. I think she's at peace with, you know, everything.
I think she surely is. She doesn't want to be bothered with them because she feels like it's all tomfoolery, which is something that she hates. She hates them.
And she's on a let's be honest, like, she's on a whole different level. Like, who are they? Who are they? But we know who she is.
You have Mariah Carey, the diva. Even though we all heard that she wasn't nice behind closed doors. And then you have Brie. She's the real estate agent. She was on Selling Sunset. Did you watch that?
I haven't. I have to tune in.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I have to tune in.
You never watched it?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What are you watching? Oh, no.
You know, I watch a lot of things, but Selling Sunset.
Like what?
Oh, like Young, Famous, and African.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's good. Yeah. What else?
Very good. I've recently started watching Selling Tampa. And,
You're late.
Very late. But you know.
They didn't even get renewed for another season. How pathetic.
Listen.
They definitely deserved another season. Period. They deserved a season. They deserved another one.
But you know, did she recently just have a baby, or that's just old?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she did.
Okay. You know, honestly, I was never really the reality TV type because it just gave, I was just.
But everything that you watch on TV already is fake. It was written.
I mean, that's true, but I'd rather it be put out in the open that it's fake versus them acting like this is reality when it's not.
Well,
like,
WWE is fake. Everybody says that's fake, but they're not trying to say it to the world that that's fake.
I mean, that's true. Like, I mean, until Young, you know, the African show, until that show, I really never was reality type. They were just so interesting because, like, I never even knew that Africans was out here.
Okay, the way how I react to things, people would look at it and say, oh my gosh, he has to be joking. This is fake. So people, if they see me on a reality show, they would think it's fake. And I'm sitting there telling them, bitch, no, this is real. This is real life. I don't like that, bitch.
You know, different strokes for different folks, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, what's the other girl's name? The baby mama? Abby De La Rosa? Mm-hmm. Alyssa Scott, Brittany Bell, and LaNisha Cole. Now, I don't really care about them. I don't really know them. Do you know any of them?
I don't. They're all non-factors.
Yeah, he was trying to. Yeah, he was trying to grab non-factors. I think that he was really just trying to stay with Mariah Carey, but Mariah Carey didn't want him, so he just, you know, a different plan came about, or maybe he just had the kids with Mariah Carey, and then she didn't want to go along with his plan with having all them damn baby mamas, so she left them.
Yeah, because, you know, if you even look at the family tree, he doubled back a few times. So, like, he'll have kid number six with somebody and then go back to that the woman he had kid number six with. Now they have number 10 to get. Like, yeah, it's just
all over the place.
Mariah is not going for that doubling back shit, like she said.
And then evidently he's not telling these women either, because Bree, she was on the show acting like she ain't even know.
But do you think they would care?
No.
Exactly. You know, some women are trying to be in competition with each other, and you know,
you are well experienced at that.
Listen. And I just want everybody to know that you cannot compete where you do not compare, baby. Like, just be your authentic self. Be you. Stop trying to talk to somebody else. Stop trying to compare yourself, baby. Like, listen.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations to them all. And congratulations to Nick Cannon as well. I guess he's taking care of all the kids and he's always around up in their life. But we know everybody is lip sealed about this. Maybe they signed some type of, you know, contract or whatever. But oh well.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, I guess we can say at least he takes care of his kids, because, you know, not everybody has that trait, you know, within them. So. Although he's out here having multiple kids with multiple different women, he can actually, you know, take care of them. So, I mean, hand claps for him. And that's all I'm going to say when it comes to that.
That's my type of read, baby. That's my type of read. Somebody threw their mom's ashes on stage while Pink was performing. Did you see that?
Oh my, listen. That mama didn't ask for that.
Did you think that the mom asked for it? Maybe the mom did ask for it. Who knows?
You know what?
Mom asked for it.
I don't think Pink. So.
Or you think that the person just hated her mom, so she threw the ashes at Pink.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, she probably loves Pink, but she didn't ask to get thrown on the stage with her.
Maybe she did. Who knows?
You know what? That's insane.
Oh,
that's insane.
Well, yeah. I hope the family was there at the ceremony when they seen her getting thrown at Pink. Oh, all right.
I would have been pissed.
Well, let's see this. First of all, will you let your man cheat because you have a good man?
How is he a good man if he cheats?
Waka waka.
Like, let's be real. That's not even like what? Listen, let me tell these ladies something.
That's what, yes, tell them.
Let me tell y'all something. If your man gotta cheat, baby, he needs to, one, be single, and you need to, two, move on. Just keep going, because once a cheater, always a cheater. Once you let him get away with it once, he's going to keep doing it, and it's just no excuses for cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, you can't make no excuse for cheating. That's out of the question for me, baby. I'm good on it. You know, it's one thing to think a man is cheating, but it's another thing to know. If it's proof in the pudding, baby, you need to go elsewhere. Because it's too many men out here for you to be stuck with one who want multiple different women, okay? It's too many fish in the sea for that.
You cheat, I'm leaving.
You're going to find you another man.
You cheat, I'm leaving. I just can't. I just can't.
First, I'm walking out. Say, you open the door, I'm going to walk out of it. Bye.
Ooh, the fuck? Jesus. That's how you feel about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You got to see, and I feel like a lot of, you know, some women are insecure. They don't know their worth. You know, they don't think they can find another man. One leave, next 15, one coming. I'm trying to tell you.
Come on now.
Baby. Finding another man has never been a problem.
Hello. Well, I think finding another man probably has been a problem for some of them. And also finding another man is a problem for Cardi B as well, considering the fact that Offset is back cheating on her again and she don't want to leave him and find nobody else. Cardi B and Tasha K are going to have to figure it out, because Cardi needs to stop getting mad that Tasha K is putting out this the news and everything like that, when Tasha K works in the industry of journalism. Like, she's in that world, so she's going to report it. Tasha K reported that, first of all, Tasha K needs to pay up. She owes $4 million.
Oh, she worked out the wrong thing, you said.
Yes. she needs to pay up, because she owes that money, honey.
Baby, she needs to worry about paying that money back and get out Cardi B's business.
Hello. But Tasha K has reported that Offset is now cheating on Cardi B. Again. But not only did she do that, she also dropped receipts up in there, dropping videos of the side chick in Cardi B's home, sitting on Culture's bed. Anyway, I just want to say, child, did you see the video first off? I just want to say that the only reason why I'm just not trying to believe this is because the bedroom was ugly. I know y'all ain't got Culture sleeping on a prison bed.
What? Not the bed was ugly.
It was ugly. The whole room was ugly. Like, everything was ugly. Like, that couldn't be Cardi B's home. Cardi B is denying it. She's saying that's not her home. I don't think it's her home. Cardi, like, that just doesn't, it gives nothing. It gives, I just moved into this home and it's a bed here. It gave no kids room. It gave nothing. And she said it's Culture's bed. I know. I just know.
They even probably just made that up. But even if it was true, do you honestly think that Cardi B is about to admit to that?
And then when she did admit to the, you know, when he cheated last time, she said she wasn't leaving him. Why? Because she has kids and all this other stuff, and she ain't gonna do nothing but meet somebody else that's bigger, date him. And like, it's just gonna be the whole cycle, which I do believe can be true. But Cardi, where's the album?
Where is the album? I'm tired of the features.
Where is the album? Well, word on the street is, because Tasha K put that out there as well, that Cardi is in some type of, you know, kerfuffle, to where she can't even get an album out.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with, she don't write her own music.
But do a lot of these female rappers write their own music?
No. Okay. No, they don't. But we do know a female rapper that does write her music 100% of the time. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, we can't deny that. My girl.
You can't. Like, she's big in the game right now. I think that, Cardi, you're going to have to do something really big, because you said you was going to take Tasha's K house. I don't know if that's going to be possible, if you can take the house. But if you do take the house, I am here. Please pass it right on over here to me. I think that...
Because you don't need this.
You don't need it. She don't need it. I can go in there and renovate it. I see Tasha K recording the videos in that house as well, and it can be an upgrade. You know what I'm saying? It can definitely be upgraded up in there. Best of luck to you, Cardi. Whatever you choose, I think that it's okay. We don't know. We don't know what's true. We don't know what's fake. And I just hope he's not cheating on you. I hope Uzi's not trying to cheat on JT either, because at the BET Awards, he was going crazy. She was going crazy. BET Awards was ghetto. It was very ratchet.
And I loved it all. I'm sorry, but I gotta say I loved it.
But I just think that it was there. It was there.
Listen.
Did you see the phone hit him in the face?
Did I? How could I miss it?
Yeah.
I mean, she threw it with a full force. Like, she tried to make sure she didn't
miss. But my thing is, I thought the phone flew in the back to somebody. So the phone flew back. She grabbed it back up to where it flew back and threw it at him again.
Yeah. Yes, my girl said she ain't finna miss.
Oh my gosh. And she was just doing all that, all up in the elegant gowns, beautiful gowns.
Listen, when somebody piss you off, especially your man, you don't give a fuck where you at, okay?
Mm-hmm. So,
a statement has to be made.
Okay, well, JT's team, they said that she was mad because they were playing a little musical chairs, a little switcheroo, and she lost her spot. And others are saying that he was all up in Ice Spice's face. He was giving her the gushy eyes. You know, Ice Spice was entertaining it, and she wasn't feeling it. So she, you know, knocked his ass out with the phone, and then he was still.
As she should have.
As she should have. No.
Listen, you know, this is my thing.
I think that she's very insecure. I think that she's definitely very insecure. She couldn't handle the fact that he was looking at Ice Spice, looking that she was very voluptuous, and that she's the princess of rap. If that was the case, now if it was the switcheroo and the musical chairs, then I would also say I think she's childish. I think that she shouldn't, you know, she should be elegant. If you want to come there and think that you're a boss and you want to try to be elegant, then be elegant all the way. That's all I got to say.
I don't think it's about being insecure. I think it's about respect. Like, I mean, it's one thing to look, but
I throw my phone in your face.
I mean, you know, it could have waited till they got home, honestly, because me personally, I'm probably more so that type. Like, I'm not about to give nobody room to talk about anything. I'm going to wait till we get behind closed doors and I'm going to check your ass.
Hello.
So, but I think she was triggered because it went from the song, the performance, to them sitting next to each other. Like, BT's so messy. Because why did y'all, how was they even sitting together? Like, how was that even a thing? Right. He opened up. It was talking about Ice Spice, and next thing you know, he getting his ass beat because of Ice Spice. Like,
and let's not to mention, I still think that these couples, they don't mesh. Where did they come from? Like, she say she like the weirdness that she say, and she thinks that he's cool, but I mean, I like it too, but I just don't think that they're a good couple together. Who knows?
Me either. I still wonder to this day, like, how did this even happen? Like. But I mean, to each his own. Like I said, different strokes for different folks.
Found love. Yay!
Kudos to them. Yay!
Ice Spice, I don't know what's happening, but I do know that she is booked and busy. You know, Nicki Minaj has a protege. We already know, and she's leading the way for her. Ice Spice is so busy, she couldn't even make the freshman class, you know, photo shoot thing because she was so booked and busy. And I would just be sitting here waiting for the day for her to, you know, change the beat up a little bit because all the songs sound the same. So I'm guessing that's why she's so booked and busy right now, because she's changing the flow of things and Nicki is showing her the way. So
hopefully she's showing her the correct way. Yeah.
Yes. Kudos to her. And Nicki, I know you're going to do a fantastic job. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
speaking of doing a fantastic job, have you heard the, let me see. Even if my name was Natalie, now you bitches still can chin check me.
How could I not? I mean, ever since the song dropped, that's all that Natalie's been playing. I mean,
oh my God. Yes, she can't stop playing. She's trying to make sure Nicki sees it. She wants Nicki to be a host on the reunion so bad. Nicki already hosted. Nicki already hosted Real Housewives of Potomac.
Let's be honest. Natalie Nunn is really in her bag, and Baddies has made, I mean, they got so many views right now. So
they should do 15 million.
Oh yes. So
and those are numbers that people were pulling back in the day. So Love and Hip Hop needs to take notes again. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, no. How, wait. Right about now, they're at 91 million total views.
Oh.
Yes.
It was like 15 million each episode or something. It was something like that.
Listen, 35 million hours watched total. And 91 million views. So Natalie is definitely in her
bag. She's in her bag. She's in her bag.
I mean, she might be one. She might be one messy bitch. But my girl is in her bag, mm-hmm. and can't nobody take that from her. So.
But yes, Natalie is definitely in her bag, and I think that it's a lot of haters. Like, first of all, Tommy, she should have been on the winning team. Tommy, you would have been in a bigger bag if you was running with Natalie, and y'all could have got that bag together. You should have kept beefing with Natalie, because Natalie knows that the beef is going to bring the money, which is why she was starting shit with you, So you should have been beefing with her and giving us the entertainment that we need and waste our time. And also give y'all the money.
Tommy thinks she's bigger than Natalie. That's why she, you know.
Well, if Tommy thinks that she's bigger than, if she thinks that she's bigger than Natalie, she should have never got on the show to begin with, because I didn't even want Tommy on the show, because Tommy, I feel like she's bigger than the show. I felt like Tommy was already bigger than the show.
Like I said, I don't watch all the reality TV or whatever, but I knew who Tommy was. But honestly, when I see people like Tommy get on Baddies, it's giving, you needed the money, sis. Like, stop trying to be on the show.
Exactly.
You don't need the money, and you've been that platform, baby girl. Your platform was dying.
Exactly. So anybody can just say, oh, I like her and she a bad bitch. Let's make her the executive producer. Like, come on now. But, I mean, when she was on Love and Hip Hop, I was thinking like, oh, okay, cool. This would be a nice little fun battle to watch or whatever with her and Jocelyn and her and this and that, blase, blase. And then people still to this day want to see them battle it out with each other. But now, after seeing how Tommy rolled on Baddies, I just don't even want to see it. I just can't. I don't want to see them battling nothing out with each other. So,
yeah, not a fan. I'm not a fan of Tommy at all. Like, she just gave nothing that she was supposed to give on the show. I'm sorry. Like, just sit down. Please.
I can't do it. Well, best of luck to Natalie, and keep on going with your show on Baddies. I can't wait. We're going to be looking for baddies, so make sure to get your Zeus with that Zeus app subscription. Yes. Oh, breaking. So this, things are crumbling for Kim Zolciak, let me tell you. Basically, child, every day there's a new lawsuit with Kim Zolciak. You don't know her? Do you know her? She's from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's the... Do you know her?
I told you, I'm not a reality TV type
Okay,
of girl.
Well, still, this is good, though. This is breaking. I just got this today. Just seen it.
Okay. So, what's
creepy? Even though you don't know her, the story is still juicy. So, things are crumbling for her. She loves talking about her man and this and that, perfect life, all this other stuff. But every day now, there's a new lawsuit. TMZ has learned that Target is suing... Tarjay. Is suing Kim for unpaid credit card balances. Now, according to TMZ, Kim, she owes $2,482.24. The last payment Kim made back in September, it was $500. Now, I thought that Cashmere and Everything sold $15 million. Oh, well, I guess it didn't. That 2K balance, it should be nothing to her, though. And I'm sure her credit limit is close to, like, 50K. So why she just won't pay it? I don't know. Maybe she won't pay it. Maybe she won't pay it because Kim is divorcing Croy Bierman, you know, the football player, and both of them owe the IRS $1 million.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the answer. She said she got to pay the big fish first.
Child. Even when you thought that it couldn't even get worse, it gets worse.
Oh.
Uh-huh. On top of that, Croy, the football player, he's being, well, ex-football NFL or whatever, you know. They already said it. Kenya said it as well. Your husband needs a job, so worry about that. She didn't worry about that. So now she's into this whole conundrum. Now it says on top of that, Croy is being sued by a casino and by Rolls Royce for unpaid payments. Croy owes the casino in the Bahamas $52,500. And he opened a line of credit having $100,000 being the limit. He also owes $47,678.76 to the BMW Financial Services for the Rolls Royce that he is leasing. Leasing. Leasing.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, what's up with these celebrities, quote unquote, or, you know, not paying bills?
I don't know. Get it.
Do you not have the money?
Yeah, you know he don't have the money, honey. Croy, he leased it from July 2020 to July 2023. That was 36 months, by the way. For monthly payments of $5,297.64. Mm-hmm. Oh, and guess what? The last payment he made was back in 2022. Can't do it. Oh. Whistle.
What's up?
So yeah, they was trying. I don't know what's going on. It was technical difficulties. Well, actually, I do know what's going on. It's thunderstorms over here, and I'm getting scared.
Oh my! Yeah. We had thunder over here about two days in a row. Actually,
yeah.
So sunshine cloud.
It said you was being too messy. So let me go ahead and just shut everything off. But I'm glad I have everything plugged up, though, because it's a backup.
Oh, great. So,
let's go ahead and finish talking about them real quick, but only for a little bit, because I don't want to go ahead and let that turn us off. Or, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want that to happen. BMW, they tried to repossess the vehicles, but was unable to. Due to Croy and Kim leaving it behind two gates.
Oh, my. They said you're not about to take what's mine.
Oh my gosh. Now look, Croy's lawyer spoke out and said that due to Kim's gambling addiction, he had to be responsible for all the household bills and is coming short on his personal bills. Now, child, this is a hot mess. I wonder who's going to be suing them next.
Yeah, that's literally a mess. Please get it together.
I just can't. Yeah. It's a lot going on.
It's not giving at all.
We have more great podcasts coming up. Up next, I am going to be talking about Fovea skincare, because you already know it's going to be releasing the 14th, and I'm still going to have Big Kai up in the building with me, so don't go anywhere.
Woo-hoo.
It's the woo-woo.
Alright, quiet on the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Okay, so, first off, you don't have to pay me for this. Oh no. No you don't. Wait, yes. Yes you do. Just pay me in a lifetime support of this creamy, smooth whipped shea butter, Kiara Lynn. Oh, that's not the line? I know, but I still want this.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Like, oh my God, do you smell this? It smells amazing. Okay, no, for real. Why didn't I already have an ad for this? This is crazy. Ooh, and you want to know something? Every time I put on Skin by Norsi, it never fails that I get a compliment. 10 out of 10. Go stars for everybody.
Action!
They also have body scrub, hair serum, body oil, and much more at skinbynorsi.com. Check out their Instagram and click the link in the description box below. You too can smell this good. Skin by Norsi. Hey guys, welcome back to Digital Quorum. I am Tamar Stanbury, your host, and I still have Big Kai up in the building with me. Whistle.
What's up?
Yes. So, you know all about Fovea skincare. Yes.
Very excited.
And while I'm always at it, let me go ahead and shout out Kenmore Hair Care, because you definitely gave me the marketing and I didn't have enough time, so don't sue me. So yes, with my skincare line, I just want everything to be perfect. Everybody knows that I'm a perfectionist, so I had my skincare line out in 2021. Very successful. I did pop-up shops here and there, and everybody loved it. We loved the products, and I shut everything down because I wanted better products and everything I wanted. You know, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. That's what I wanted.
Period.
That's what I wanted. So I wanted everything
back and better, honey. Better. Back
yes,
and better.
I'm back and I'm better. And I want to go ahead, because if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to get an exclusive insight of what my products are going to be. So I am going to start you off with a nice golden cleansing balm. You're going to use that cleansing balm because we're moving from soap, because soap is going to strip your skin. That's not what we want to do here. We want to make sure that we are cleansing our skin and we are giving our skin the natural oils that it needs. So you're going to be cleansing your skin with that cleansing balm. After you do that, if you're with a sneaky link, you can just wipe it off with a wipe or something. But if you're at home, you can just rinse it off with some water, get you a towel, pat it dry and everything like that, and you're still going to have a refreshed and moisturized face. After that, you want to pair it right on up with that Aqua Elixir. The Aqua Elixir, it has the power of a toner with the healing of a serum. So you're going to get that 2-in-1 product. Yes. It is also water-based, and you're going to have fig extract, erase those fine lines, crow's feet, and wrinkles, while also plumping your skin, making it tighten and refreshed. After that Aqua Elixir, you're going to be using our Hydro Boost SPF 30 Anti-Aging Cream. This is our powerful product that is going to be that SPF 30 when you can use on a sunny day or a cloudy day. And it is going to block those UV rays, keeping that skin nice and shine and glow. You hear me? You hear me?
I'm so...
Yes.
I'm so very much excited for the line. I definitely need me a new skincare routine. So you just, you know, gave me that. Can't wait for the drop.
Yes, and then, you know, it's back and better. So with I'm saying like it's back and better, it's because I have all those three in one. I just simplified your whole skincare routine. And then with it being back and better, guess what? It is natural, handcrafted, gluten-free, vegan as well. And
oh yes,
black
it can't get no better than this.
And black owned, like child. Oh, what about the play?
Hello.
So make sure to get your skincare set at Fovea Skincare. Yes, get the gold member collection, baby.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh, this is a stupid ass show. Don't go anywhere, because up next is going to be Kaya and I. We're going to be giving advice. This is not going to be good. We're going to be giving advice to people who submitted their questions to take it from me advice. So don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decorum. Y'all already know I am still here, your host Tamar Stanberry, and we still have Big Kai up in the building, and we have Lil Kai in the background. So, he's going to give advice as well.
Definitely, we're not going nowhere.
Kai, are you ready for this? Because with me giving advice, it's kind of crazy. Like, people really don't want to take my advice, which is why it's called Take It From Me, because it's really like, don't take it from me, but take it from me. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
sometimes
we gonna give
it to you. I'm a straight shooter. So I don't like to waste time here. So my advice might not be the advice you want to take, but it's just my opinion, honestly.
We're gonna give it to you real raw and real uncut. You're not about to sugarcoat nothing, baby. So
hello, and here's the first one. My name is Ethan, and recently my life took an unexpected turn when I found myself caught up in a scandalous rumor that was spreading throughout my social circle. It felt like a punch to the gut, as I always strive to maintain a positive reputation and trusted relationship with those around me. Now I found myself at a crossroads, unsure of how to handle the gossip and manage the fallout from this scandal. Now, he wanted to submit that, but he didn't want to submit all of it, so I contacted him back, because if you're going to put stuff on this show, you need to talk about it. We're here to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it, and I got more information, and here's what it is. They said I cheated on my girlfriend with her best friend. See, that's what you gotta say. You have to get to the juiciness and let us know. Cause I was gonna tell them something else until I got more information. You cheated on your girlfriend with your best friend, allegedly. And then it says, I love her best friend as a sister and would never do such a thing. What should I do about our so-called friends who are spreading this rumor? Kaya, what you think?
You know what? First of all, why you love her best friend as a sister? Yeah, no.
I think because they're all in like the same social circle or so.
Okay. I mean, I feel like these rumors didn't, somebody didn't just pull this out their ass, did they? So where is this coming from all of a sudden? Like, let's be real. And listen, I just keep it real with yourself.
And, so you think that he cheating on his girlfriend with the best friend?
Listen, all I'm saying is these rumors didn't come from nowhere. I don't know neither one of them, so I can't really speak for them, but baby, these had to come from somewhere. Y'all either a little bit too friendly when y'all around each other, or it's just given that. So some advice would just be don't be too friendly with the best friend. It's so much love as a sister, because it's gonna get real messy quick.
Okay, so here's how I see it. I think that the friends that are spreading this rumor, first of all, we need to go ahead and jump in the pool. So let's figure out who started the rumor. And whoever started the rumor, make sure that you have a library. Now, I know everybody they're not librarians, but you can just try to open or start a library or something and read them. Read them and see what all they said, and you can express to them on how it is not true. I mean, me personally, I mean, let me see. If I was in a situation dating a guy and they say I cheated because of somebody with the best friend and all this other stuff, what would I do? Just express to your girlfriend that you didn't do it. She should believe you if she loves you. If she don't believe you or anything, I don't know what you can do to make her believe you. Me personally, I would just be like, well, shit, if you don't believe me, you don't believe me. Oh, well.
the better question is, do y'all have trust within y'all relationship? Like, I just feel like if you know your man, if you trust your man, this shouldn't even be an issue. But yeah, if you question it, if she's questioning it herself, then y'all got some things to work on within y'all relationship.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been a long relationship and you really wanted with her and your friend started this rumor, cut the friends off, because it just seems like it's a whole bunch of mess. Good
definitely
luck, Ethan. Good luck, Ethan. Good luck.
I hope you figure it out.
We have time for another.
Lay it on me.
Being in a long distance relationship with my boyfriend was never easy. Was never easy. We were separated by thousands of miles while our love was strong, and physical distance sometimes made me feel disconnected. Lately, I have been struggling with maintaining emotional closeness and keeping the spark alive. I miss the intimate moments, the shared laughter, and the comfort of being in each other's presence. The phone calls and video chats were not enough to fill the void that grew within me. What should I do about this relationship? First of all, you sent this thing in like you're dating a DL. Sorry. I don't know, but I mean, sorry, you ain't send me your name, you ain't send me where you from, you ain't send me who we talking about, but I mean, I guess I can go by this, which I can. Long distance relationships, how do you feel the void that grew within me? What should you do about the relationship? Leave it. Leave the relationship. Take it from me. Sorry, I don't do long distance relationships, so if you do want to take it from me, then take it from me. I personally don't do it because I just feel like it is a mess. It is atrocious. Now, if they're coming back, then don't leave them. Like, if they're coming back, I think that you could, I think that you could do something special, bring that spark alive. Like, set your house up, decorate it. If you don't live, you know, in a home or anything, like if you live at your mom's home, then set like a scavenger hunt or something up to bring a spark alive if they're coming back. Baby, if they ain't coming back, baby, you might as well go ahead and leave them. That is a fantasy.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry. Baby, that's a fantasy.
Listen, being in a long distance relationship is definitely definitely difficult. But if you really love that person, then you're going to do whatever. But me personally, baby,
I ain't sending nudes. Sorry.
Listen, right. You're going to have to pull up on me. I ain't going to be able to do the long distance relationship.
Also pull up on me.
Yeah, I never could, because I'm very much, I like the physical aspect. And I need my person within arm's reach. Like, So that's never been for me. So good luck to you. Hopefully y'all can find that spark. You know. Oh, once gosh. You lose it, it's sometimes it's hard to get back. So
yes. But if they're not coming back, leave them. If they are coming back, stay with them and do that spark scavenger hunt. Go out, go to an amusement park, go ziplining, do something to where y'all can do something together. Go to a pottery class, something like that. Bring that spark alive and then have fun at night. Mm-hmm. Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
We have time for one more.
Who else needs some advice?
That's so damn stupid. My name is Olivia, and I've been dating someone for a few months now. We've been enjoying each other's company and building a connection that felt special. However, recently, doubt started to creep into my mind. I began suspecting that my boyfriend may have a hidden history of cheating. It's a difficult and sensitive topic, but I know I need to address it and seek advice on how to handle my concerns. How should I go about this? Kaya?
Lord.
I gotta think for a little bit.
Lord, please help him out. So, he has a history of cheating with two or with previous relationships?
I'm guessing it's previous relationships.
What they got to do with you?
Exactly.
Unless, you know what she's they scared. Say.
You know, once a cheater, always a cheater.
No, but you know what they say. You lose them how you got them.
Oh! So,
hey, you know. Was you once upon a time the side chick?
Yeah, probably so. Kyrie, what you think about this?
He's in awe. He sat up for that one. He had to sit up. He said, time to find a new man.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here's what I have to say. If you love this man and you think that you can really work it out with this man, then it shouldn't be an issue. If you think that he's cheating on you in the past and everything like that, then it's time for you to address it and let's see what time it is. Like, just go straight in full force. And that's what I typically do. Like, when you want to have a serious conversation, you don't sugarcoat it and don't try to dance around the bush to get to that conversation. Go ahead and just jump straight in. Once you bring that one sentence, it's going to change the whole atmosphere. It's going to suck all the air in the room, and then that's the best time, because that's the only time you're going to get the truth. Like, they're going to know where you're leading to if you're trying to set them up and talk about something. Just go ahead and ask the question. Let's not waste any time. Hey, I just want to know, have you been cheating on me in the past? Or, you know what I'm saying? Just let them know. Just let them know. Ask them. Who knows? But if you feel like you're secured enough up into your space, you don't have to. So, oh, well.
Yeah, Miss Olivia.
Well,
I don't know.
Best of luck to you, Olivia. And write us back. Let us know how that goes. I want to know. Definitely write us back. I want to thank you, Big Kai, because I really had a great time on this show today, and it was fantastic. And we had it was just a lot of shade grenades. And
oh yes,
you definitely have to come back. You have to be the one and the only to get, come on now. Come on now.
I mean, if not me, then who?
Come on now. You killed it. You killed it. You did a great job today. Very opinionated. And don't forget, is there anything that you want to say out there to your people, your fans, or your haters?
I just want to, you know, say again, continue to be yourself. Stop trying to compare yourself to people who's on a whole different caliber.
Thank you for joining Dish the Quorum, and thank you for being with us and having very much fun in the Shady Clubhouse. Also, don't forget, Phobia Skincare is going to be out the 14th, so make sure to be on the lookout for that and go to phobiaskin.com, and also be on the lookout for another episode of this next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. Run, don't walk. Bye.